Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 19th. You'll be interested to know, 212 years ago, today in 1812, the USS Constitution, commanded by Captain Isaac Hull, won a brilliant victory over the British frigate, the HMS Guerrier, in the War of 1812. This significant naval battle, which took place in the Atlantic Ocean, showcased the superior seamanship and strategic prowess of the American forces. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms today, staying cloudy, with a high near 76 and a southeast wind around 8 miles per hour. Tonight, expect a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 61 and a west wind around 9 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 5:15 with a high tide at 10. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a chance of rain showers, clearing by the evening. From Wednesday through Friday, enjoy sunny days with highs climbing from the low 70s to upper 70s, and clear nights with lows in the upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Boston College opens the season in just over 2 weeks when they head to Tallahassee to face the Florida State Seminoles. According to Circa Sports, the Eagles start as 22-point underdogs. This will be the first game for Boston College, but the second for the Seminoles, who play Georgia Tech in Ireland for week zero. Last year's matchup saw the Seminoles win 31-29. Despite a strong performance by Thomas Castellanos, Boston College was hindered by a record 18 penalties. The Eagles are now 13 practices into the 2024 season, with 7 more to go. Now on to sports. Jordan Spieth, planning for relatively common wrist surgery, hinted after the FedEx St. Jude Championship that the procedure is imminent. The Dallas resident, facing a 12-week recovery, aims to be ready for the Hero World Challenge in December. Spieth, who is 31 and tied for 68th in the FedEx Cup playoff event, will not advance to the BMW Championship. He's troubled by a weak tendon sheath, causing displacement during play. Spieth's season includes 3 top 10 finishes, dropping him to 43rd worldwide. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road lost to the Orioles 4-2. And tonight, they remain on the road in Houston to take on the Astros for a 3-game series. In top news, Casey Means, doctor and author of the book Good Energy, reveals that the path to optimal health begins with food choices. Our daily micro decisions about what we eat can alter our genetic and physiological fate. Means emphasizes that natural foods contain over 5,000 phytochemicals, which impact health significantly. She argues that while traditional medical training views nutrition as a non-evidence-based topic, food is crucial in determining health outcomes. The choices we make about food act as signaling molecules, influencing gene expression, DNA folding, and key cell pathways. Essentially, our bodies are built and maintained by the food we consume. In business news, streaming services are getting more expensive, and it's time to take a closer look at your subscriptions. With prices rising as much as 25% annually, some people are now paying more than they would for traditional cable. Major platforms like Netflix, Disney Plus, and Max have significantly increased their rates. And with password sharing crackdowns, the costs keep climbing. If you're finding it hard to justify these hikes, consider using a subscription tracker to manage and cut down on unnecessary expenses. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $58,600. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $143. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Ever wondered if a snake can fart? Danny Rabiotti, a quantitative ecologist, posed this question on Twitter in 2017, sparking viral interest. Rabiotti and co-author Nick Caruso turned this curiosity into the 2018 New York Times bestseller, Does It Fart? The Definitive Field Guide to Animal Flatulence. They explain that a fart is any gas expelled from the end of an animal opposite its mouth. Many animals, including humans, hyenas, and manatees, fart, obviously. Notably, herring fart to communicate, and the bolson pupfish farts to survive. However, bats and birds generally do not fart. And sloths, well, they absorb and breathe out methane instead. And in entertainment news, in the new Amazon flick, Jackpot, John Cena and Awkwafina star in a twisted lottery game where anyone can claim the prize by murdering the person with the winning ticket. Directed by Paul Feig, this Amazon feature erupts into nonstop action and comedy. Awkwafina plays Katie, a former child actress, while Cena's character is a freelance operator who protects her. The film's ingenious premise, combat choreography, and witty lines make it an entertaining, albeit silly, action comedy. The chemistry between Cena and Awkwafina elevates the movie, making it more enjoyable than expected. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actor and filmmaker, Tom Hanks. And he said, "You cannot look up at the night sky on the planet Earth and not wonder what it is like to be up there amongst the stars. And I always look up at the moon and see it as the single most romantic place within the cosmos." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.